靠着圣灵帮助我们继续来学习道理，互相勉励。
With the help of the Holy Spirit, let's continue to study the Word of God.
我们下午继续来看腓立比书的第二章。
This afternoon, we're going to continue to study Philippians chapter 2.
这一章里面谈到彼此互相的同心啦、一起同工的重要性。
Here it tells us that it is important to be of one accord and to be of one mind.
因为同心同工一起同劳，可以一起享受劳苦的果效。
Because if you are of one mind, you work together, you can enjoy the fruits of your labor together.
主耶稣非常注意教会里面的同心。
The Lord Jesus placed emphasis on the church being in one.
他说，如果一个国家里面彼此纷争啊，这个国家就站立不住。
And Jesus said that if there's strife in a country, this country will fall.
所以他在婚礼的时候啊，特别为着教会的合一啊。不断的祷告。
And that is why before he departed from this world, he had prayed for the unity of the church.
说求神赐给大家有合而为一的心。
He asked God to bless everyone a heart of one accord.
真的同心啊，非常重要。
And it is true that to be of one mind is very important in the church.
那书里面说啊，两个人总比一个人好。
The book of Ecclesiastes says that two is better than one.
因为一个人跌倒了，另外一个人可以把他扶起来。
Because if one falls, the other can hold him up.
如果没有同伴的话，跌倒了就没有人可以互相的扶持。
Without a companion, when you fall, no one can help you up.
尤其他们古时候在野地当中行走。
Especially olden days, you'd be traveling the wilderness.
有时候会遇到一些独行侠，一些盗匪。
Sometimes you will be facing some highway robbers.
说你。自己一个人孤身一人啊，就可能会被攻倒。
And if you were by yourself, you will be under attack.
两个人就可以抵挡。
Two people with another companion, you can defend yourselves.
三股合成的力量啊，就没有办法折断。
A rope of three cords is unbreakable.
这都是告诉我们同心的重要性。
All these tells us the importance of having one mind.
我们在主里面啊，如果能够同心同劳啊，就能够享受劳苦的喜乐。劳苦的果效。
If you can have one mind and you can work together, then you shall enjoy the fruits of your work together in the church.
我们看腓立比书二章第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 2 of Philippians, verse 1.
腓立比书二章第一节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 1.
所以在基督里面，若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯。第二节。
2.
你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。这里讲到说，彼此的同心可以让我们的喜乐可以达到满足。
Here says that if you are of the same mind, you shall complete joy.
那这个同心的基础啊，这里有讲到几点。
There is some foundation.For being of one mind.
在耶稣基督里面、要彼此互相的劝勉。
That you must have encouragement in Christ.
因为我们生活在这个世界上、我们受到环境的影响相当大。
We live in this world. We are constantly under the influence of our surrounding.
所以没有一个人说、他信主以后一直保持到最后、信心都非常刚强。
No one can claim that they have maintained their faith from the beginning to the very end.
人往往都有时候会软弱，有低潮的时候。
There are times when we are feeling down.
所以就很需要同龄之间互相的劝勉互相的鼓励。
And that is why you need a companion to encourage one another.
然后我们在软弱当中别人劝勉我们我们就可以不再灰心可以重新发起热心来。
In times of our weakness, if our companion can encourage us, we may be able to find back our faith.
那圣经里面讲到说，古时候有一个人叫做巴拿巴。
In the ancient days, there's a man by the name of Barnabas.
他本来的名字叫做约瑟，但是很少人晓得他的名字。
His original name was Joseph. Very few people knew about this name.
那这个巴拿巴的意思就是劝慰子，就很会劝勉安慰人的意思。
And the name Barnabas means son of encouragement. It means this person.Can encourage people.
因为他相当有爱心经常会劝勉人、安慰、鼓励人。
Barnabas is a man of love. He often encourages and comforts others.
所以他也带领很多人造就很多的工人。
Therefore, he has brought up many workers of the church.
好像保罗刚信主的时候到耶路撒冷，使徒都不理他了。
For example, when Paul first went to Jerusalem for the first time, many of the disciples ignored him.
但是巴拿巴就去啊，带领他，带着他去见使徒。
But Barnabas brought Paul with him to see the disciples.
保罗后来回到家乡，也是巴拿巴再把他找出来，跟他一起同工。
When Paul went back to his hometown, it was also Barnabas who brought him out.
保罗很有恩赐啊，所以他看到那个年轻的马可啊。这个吃不了苦啊，没有用。
Barnabas also saw that Mark, being young, was unable to endure much sufferings.
但是巴拿巴却觉得说这个马可啊，却可以造就。
But Barnabas felt that Mark is someone that you can work with.
所以带着他学习圣工。
So he brought Mark along with him to learn the work of.
最后保罗承认说啊，马可啊，真的在。传福音的工作上对我有很大的帮助。
And even Paul finally said in the end that Mark was a great help to him in his work of gospel.
所以有的人很有恩赐，能力很强啊，他有时候会看轻一些软弱的人。
And therefore there are some people who are very mighty in their work, and therefore they often encourage or help
them. 但是我们很需要有一些啊，像巴拿巴的这样的劝慰者。
However, we also need someone like Barnabas being sons of encouragement.
啊，能够看到别人的软弱，啊，用爱心去扶持、帮助、劝勉。
If you can see the weakness of someone else, you are able to encourage him, comfort him.
所以我们在教会里面呢，要常常互相的劝勉。
Therefore, in the church, we should often have encouragements.
他说要用爱心呢，彼此相劝慰。
And it says to have incentives of love.
那真的，我们生活在一个苦难的。环境里面呢、啊、
If we live in a bad surrounding,
那人生啊，真的常常会遇到一些我们不愿意碰到的一些困难。
In life, we are often met encounter problems that we do not want.
有时候病痛、患难啊，不幸的遭遇都会有。
Sometimes you may suffer from illness, you may suffer from problems and other difficulties.
所以同龄之间的互相的安慰啊，也很重要。
Therefore, it is important that as Christians, we encourage one another.
所以保罗说啊，有时候神也会给我们让遇到一些患难。
Paul says that sometimes God will give us, some problems.
啊，让我们在患难的时候，从神那里或从弟兄姊妹得到安慰。
In times of these difficulties, we shall gain some encouragements from our brothers and sisters.
当我们经历了这些患难以后啊，我们就可以借着我们的经历，然后再去安慰别人。
And through the learnings we have, We have learned from the spirit of trials, we can use our experience to help others.
这个爱心的安慰啊，也很重要。
Therefore, it is also important to have this love of encouragement.
那连说在圣灵里面呢、啊，彼此要有交通。
Next, it says that we must have participation in the spirit.
因为我们是一个属灵的大家庭。
We are a spiritual family.
那家人之间呢、啊，不会说啊。啊，夫妻之间回到家都不讲话的。
As family members, we should often converse with one another.
一个家庭大家不讲话不啊不交通啊，这不像一个家庭。
If members of a family do not communicate, then this does not look like a family.
我们在神的家里面也是一样。
The same principle applies in the household of God.
还要彼此有来往有交通。
We must communicate with one another, associate with one another.
让我们彼此之间呢、啊、更加的密切。啊，成为一个属灵的大家庭。
So that we can become closer to be a big family.
另外一个就是要用慈悲怜悯的心啊来相对待。
Next is to have affection and sympathy.
那这个怜悯就是最大的同情心呐、啊。
Sympathy means to have pity on others.
那罗马书里面说啊，跟哀哭的人同哀哭，跟喜乐的人同喜乐。
The book of Romans says that if you laugh with those who are joyful and you cry with those who are sad.
有的人说啊，要跟人家喜乐比较容易，跟人家哀哭啊比较不容易。
Some says it is easier to laugh with those who are happy than to cry with those who are in sorrow.
但是我觉得不是这样。
But personally, I feel this is not true.
如果一般人啊都比较有同情心。
Most people have sympathy.
对一些弱者啦啊，在困难当中的人啊，我们比较容易生出怜悯的心。来同情他啊，关怀他。
It is easier for us to sympathy for those who are less fortunate than ourselves.
啊，但是要跟喜乐的人呐、啊，一个人很成功发达啊，你要跟他一同喜乐，有时候不容易。
If a person is very successful in his career, makes a lot of money, it is hard for us to be happy with him.
比如说你在学校里面，你跟一个人、两个人一直都在争。前面几名的。
For example, if you're competing for grades in school.
他老师考的都比你好。
And forever that person is always better than you.
我看你要跟他同喜乐就不容易了。
I find that it's hard for you to be happy with him.
有时候人就很容易产生嫉妒的心，会一点不满。
Sometimes you may even feel jealous or envious.
那所以我们怎样跟喜乐的人同喜乐，跟哀哭的人同哀哭啊
？How to share the joy of a happy person and the sorrow of a sad person?
啊，这都是要学习。
These are lessons to be learned.
啊，所以我们必须要互相的劝勉、安慰啊，彼此有属灵的交通。
Therefore, we must encourage one another to have love and to participate in the Spirit.
啊，并且要意念相同，爱心相同啊。
But we must be of the same mind too and have the same love.
啊，这样才能够促进彼此之间的同心。
That we can be in full accord.
但是要达到这样的目标啊，讲起来不容易。
It is hard to achieve this goal.
我们每个人都有我们的想法、看法。
We all have our opinions and our views.
啊，怎样能够促进同心呢？
So how do we be of one mind?
我觉得说啊，圣灵的帮助很重要。
I believe that.The assistance of the Holy Spirit is very important in this case.
所以在以弗所书的第四章里面就讲。
In Ephesians chapter 4, it said.
我们看以弗所书第四章第二节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse
2. 四章第二节。
Chapter 4, verse
2. 凡事谦虚，则忍耐，用爱心，互相宽容。第三节。
3.
用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。我们要达到合一啊，自己本身要谦虚、温柔、忍耐。
To be of one mind, we ourselves must be lowly, be meek, and have patience.
啊，还要能够宽容啊，对方就是别人对我们有一些啊。不是很礼貌的事情啦，得罪我们的时候，我们用爱啊来把它包容。
And then we must also forbear those who offend us.
啊，能够饶恕，能够赦免。
To forgive and forget.
啊，不只是这样说啊，不跟别人计较，还要积极的跟对方保持联络。
Not only should we forbear the other person, but we must eagerly, communicate with the other person.
啊，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Eager to maintain the unity of the spirit and the bond of peace.
那在服事的过程当中啊，我觉得教会的同心很重要。
In my work, I feel that the unity of the spirit is very important.
因为魔鬼知道说啊，要破坏教会就是让大家不同心。
Because the devil knows that to destroy a church, the easiest way is to cause disharmony.
啊，那就可以一个一个来对付。
And then he can attack.The members individually.
所以他会在教会里面铸造分化。
That's why he will cause divisions in the church.
啊，如果我们同心起来了，我们有力量，魔鬼就没有力量来攻击我们了。
If we are united in the spirit, then we will be strong, and the devil will not have any grounds on us.
所以我们要求主帮助我们呢，啊，促进我们彼此之间的同心。
Therefore, we ask the Lord to help us so that we can unite in the Spirit.
那这个圣灵啊，会带领我们啊，达到同心的地步。
And the Holy Spirit shall help us to achieve unity.
在以西结书的四十七章
，In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 47,
说有水从那个圣殿的东门流出来。
Says water flows from the east side of the temple.
那一开始的时候啊，水很浅呐，所以大家可以在里面啊走来走去，很自由啊。
And initially, the water level was rather low, and people can wade in the water.
但是这个水越来越满呐、啊，一直到腰的时候啊，人就行动没有那么方便呐、啊。
And as the water gathers, the level becomes deeper and deeper, and therefore it's harder to move.
啊，到了胸的时候啊，啊，人就随着那个水啊流来流去了。
And when the water level comes up to the chest, then the person will flow with a river.
啊，这个水就是主的圣灵啊，生命的活水。
This river or the water refers to the Holy Spirit.
那我们圣灵不充满的时候，我们人的意识很强。
When the Holy Spirit does not fill you, then your will will overpower.
所以我有我的意见，你有你的意见。
Therefore, you will maintain your will, and others will maintain their own.
啊，要谈同心啊，不容易。
It will be harder for us to talk about unity.
那如果大家都被圣灵充满。
If everyone is filled with the Holy Spirit,
因为圣灵感动你，也感动我。
Because the Spirit has moved you and others.
我们所有的人都顺服圣灵，在一个圣灵带领之下，就能够同心了。
And we all submit to the Spirit, then with the guidance of the Spirit, we can achieve unity.
我们刚刚到神学院的时候啊，我们那一班有11个人。
I remember when I first went into theological college, in my class, there's 11 of us.
啊，有的从韩国来，有的从南洋来。
Some came from Korea, some came from Southeast Asia.
啊，有的是平地的，有的山地的。
Some are from the mountainous regions.
啊，要生活在一起啊，真的不是很容易。
It is not easy for us to live together.
啊，尤其晚上查经的时候。
Especially at night while we are having Bible studies.
啊，这个讲一句啊，另外一个人就会讲一些话来跟他作对。
If somebody says something, another person will raise an opposite point.
啊，所以在开始的时候啊，啊就很不和谐呀。
Therefore, in the very beginning, we are disharmony.
啊，大概经过了一个月以后啊，神就开始操练了。
And about a month later, God started to test us.
所以我们说这个叫做神的学生啦，神自己锻炼。
We often say that we are students of God and God will train us himself.
因为我到神学院的时候我是带着病去的。
When I went to theological college, I was ill.
啊，所以每一次有人开电扇我就要赶快躲到旁边去。
If somebody were to turn on the electrical fan, I have to move away.
啊，一开始我上了两节课我要到床上去躺一下。
And when I attend two classes, I have to go to bed to rest for a while.
啊，后来是因为有一些长辈啊，常常鼓励我。
And then later on, I've heard some encouragements from the elders.
因为我那个时候还带了很多药，一个姐妹啊，天天帮我打针。
And I brought with me a lot of medicine, and a sister was responsible for giving me shots.
我全身都很不舒服。
I feel uncomfortable all over.
嗯，当时的林凤来长老他是神学院的院长。
And at that time, Elder Lin Fenglai was the principal of the.
他说：“你要当传道，一点信心都没有，要当什么传道
？”He said, "You want to be a preacher, but you have no faith at all. How can you be a preacher?"
啊，药还一大堆，天天吃药，天天打针。
You brought with you so much medicine, and you're eating them, and you're also taking shots.
他跟我讲了很多的见证啊，鼓励我。
And he told me many testimonies to encourage me.
后来我就把药丢掉。
After hearing him.I threw away my medicine.
啊，教会的一些长老啊，早祷会、晚祷会，他们都会来帮我按手。
And many of the elders and preachers in the church will pray for me.
那个时候我就身体渐渐好起来。
And my health gradually improved.
啊，同一段时间呐、啊。
At the same time.
我们有一个比较年长的弟兄啊，他是从沙巴州来。
We have an elderly brother. He came from Sabah.
啊，他本来是当律师。
He was initially a lawyer.
但是他来不久啊，他的儿子，第二个儿子啊，因为患了血友病哦，所以那个血都一碰到就积血。
His son suffers from the blood of his son couldn't clot, so it was kind of dangerous.
所以他一接到家里的电话，他就开始进食祷告。
So when he heard When he received a phone call from the family, he began to pray.
他那祷告是不吃不喝的。
When he prayed, he would fast.
连续三天。
And he did that for 3 days.
那杨长老就鼓励我们。
So Elder Yang encouraged us.
那你们都是同学，所以要互相的代祷。
That you are all classmates of one another, you should pray for one another.
啊，另外有一个弟兄啊，他的妈妈突然间肝硬化。
There was another brother. His mother had cirrhosis in the liver.
所以神学生当中啊，就很多的问题。
So we gradually found that there are a lot of problems among the students.
后来我们就把早上的祷告会啊，半个小时就延长到一个小时。
So we lengthened our morning prayer from half an hour to an hour.
我们下午的祷告也延长到一个小时。
And our afternoon prayer also lengthened to an hour.
晚上聚会完以后啊，我们又一起祷告一个小时。
And after the evening service, we would pray again for another hour.
啊，感谢主啊！经过了一个多月
，We thank God after a month.
啊，一些困难的问题啊，主耶稣就一个一个解决掉了。
That we see that most of the problems were resolved by Lord.
让我们感到更奇妙的
，What is even more miraculous?
我们所有神学生当中啊，变成很有默契。
That we find that many of us began to understand each other really well.
所以要做什么事情都要大家一起来，就不会在那里争来争去。
If there's anything that needs to be done, we will all work together. We will no longer fight among ourselves.
所以我感受到说，真的圣灵在带领之下，真正才能够达到合一啊。
And I believe that with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, only then we can achieve unity.
我在美国的总会服务一段时间。
I've been serving in the USGA for some time.
我们看到教会的成长。
I have witnessed the growth of the churches.
以前啊，刚开始的时候，有时候开一个会就要好几天。
Sometimes at the very beginning, a meeting can last for a few days.
因为很多的小事情啊，大家都在那里争来争去啊，都没有结论。
And many people will be contending over minor issues.
啊，但是后来，美国总会有人就提议说啊，我们应当常常进食祷告。
And the USGA then and reminded us that we should often fast and pray.
啊，所以每一次。总会所举办的活动啊，一定是禁食祷告。
And therefore, each time, there is an event held by the USGA, we would often fast and pray.
啊，早上一直到中午的时候，早上不吃啊，一直到中午吃午餐的时候啊才吃。
We will not take breakfast. We will only eat, during lunch.
啊，祷告的时间是一个小时。
And we pray for an hour.
啊，所以不管是总会开会也好，各种的训练，甚至现在的青年神学班啊，学生联会都一样。
And so this tradition continues today, whether it's meetings, seminars, or student spiritual convocations.
那我们就看到说啊，真的啊，神的带领很奇妙。
And indeed, it is true that you can see the miracles of God.
总会有11个负责人。
The USG has 11 brothers and
sisters. 分成五个组在工作。
And they are divided into 5 different groups.
啊，一开始的时候，有人就跟我讲说，啊，到底我们两个人是我听你的，还是你听我的
？At the very beginning, my coworker would say to me, "Do I listen to you, or do you listen to me?"
我说，如果你的合道理，我就听你的。
I said to him, "If yours sounds more reasonable, I will follow."
我的合道理，你就听我的。
If my advice sounds more reasonable, then you should follow me.
啊，所以。圣经里面讲到说啊，主耶稣派两个同工出去做工啊。
The Bible says that the Lord Jesus sent his disciples out two by two.
啊，看起来好像很容易，其实不容易。
At first it seems quite easy, but it's actually a pretty hard work.
两个人有两个人的看法做法。
Because two people have their own opinions and their own minds.
啊，怎么叫他们两个人个同工呢
？So how can you ask the two to be of one mind?
啊，但是唯有在圣灵的带领之下，才能够真正达到同工。
But only in the guidance of the Holy Spirit can they achieve unity.
所以当我们经过了一段时间的禁食祷告以后
So after a period of fasting and praying,
有时候要做些什么事情啊，都不是你去想去计划，而神会感动你知道说啊，这个教会要做什么。
Sometimes, you don't need to plan for anything. God will tell you in your prayers.
啊，这要做的事情一提出来，大家都说，哎，对，就是这样。
And when you raise your point or your opinion, everyone will agree with you.
所以本来要花很多的时间啊，在那里讨论商量的，后来一提出来，大家很有共识，就这样决定。
So initially, a lot of people were contending over issues, but after the prayers, everybody would agree with one another.
所以就节省掉很多的时间。
And this has saved us much time in our meetings.
啊，并且要做什么事情啊，11负责人呐、啊，大家都是一致的决定。
And if anything that needs to be done, all the 11 members in charge will be of one mind.
所以负责人出去，你问哪个负责人，大家都是一样的看法，一样的做法。
If you were to ask any of the board members, they will all give you the same answer.
所以圣经里面说啊，我们要说一样的话。
The Bible tells us that we must speak the same words.
那怎么说一样的话？就是要用主耶稣亲自圣灵来带领我们。
How do we speak the same words? It is through the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以有一样的心思，一样的意念。
So you have the same mind, and you are in one accord.
啊，能够意念相同啊，爱心相同。
You have the same love, and you are in full accord.
啊，真的在这样的工作环境之下，在同工啊，真的很喜乐。
And it is joyous to be working under such conditions.
啊，以前在开会的时候，有些小事情，大家争来争去，争得大家都不高兴。
In the past, members will be contending over minor issues.
啊，但是大家现在开会的时候是高高兴兴的，非常喜乐的。
But now, every time there's a meeting, everyone will be very happy.
啊，真的能够享受到那一种同工的喜乐。
They can indeed enjoy the joy of working in unity.
我们看回来腓立比书的第二章。
Let's turn back to Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
第三节。
Verse 3.
这里讲到有些会影响同心的因素。
Here tells us something that could affect our unity.
所以我们就要尽量的去避免它。
And therefore we should avoid them.
第三节说，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚无的荣耀，主要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。第四节。
Four.
个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。 这里讲到有三点是会妨碍同心的因素。
Here it raises three points that's going to affect unity.
第一个就是会纷争结党。
First is division.
像哥林多的教会啊，保罗就说你们还没有成长。
The church in Corinth, Paul had written to them saying that you have not grown up.
虽然他们恩数全备，没有一样比不上别人的。
Even though they have all the talents required.
那保罗说啊，你们好像婴孩一样啊，长不大。
Paul says you're still like babies, you haven't matured.
你们没有办法吃干粮，还要用我用奶来喂你们。
You are not able to take solid food. I still have to feed you milk.
因为你们当中啊，充满了很多的嫉妒纷争。
Because among you there's so much jealousy and envious.
因为他们有的人说啊，我是属保罗的。
Some say I belong to Paul.
因为保罗很有恩赐传道的。
Because Paul is a talented preacher.
有的说我是属亚波罗的。
Some say I belong to Apollos.
亚波罗很会讲道，很有学问。
Because Apollos is very eloquent and he's very highly educated.
有的说我是属彼得的。
And then some would say I belong to Peter.
有的说我是属基督的。
And then there are some who said I belong to Christ.
如果说我们都是属基督的，是对的。
Those who said I belong to Christ, they are right.
那如果说我是属基督的，这不对的。
And those who say that I belong to Christ, they are wrong.
我们都是属基督的。
We all belong to Christ.
那保罗说啊，难道基督是分开的吗？
Paul says, is there division in Christ?
你们哪一个人是奉我保罗的名字来受洗的？
Which one of you is baptized in my name, Paul?
啊，不管是保罗也好，亚波罗也好啊，都是神的仆人。
Regardless of whether it's Paul or Apollos, we are all servants of God.
啊，只是来带领你们来相信。
We're only guiding you to believe in God.
所以我撒种了，亚波罗浇灌了。
I sow the seed and Apollos with water.
但神叫他成长。
It is God who makes the plants grow.
所以撒种浇灌都算不得什么。
So it is nothing to sow the seeds or to water the plants.
唯有叫他成长的神。
It is God who makes the plants grow.
那我们尽我们的本分做工啊，我们就是将来按照我们所做的功夫来得赏赐。
So if we were to work according to our talent, then we shall be rewarded according to our work.
说不要因为工人啊，或者因为一些事情，结果我们就彼此就分门结党。
Do not strive and group yourselves into little groups because of envy.
我们虽然有一些团契，
We may have fellowships.
我们有时候也分区有家庭聚会，或者是各样的事工小组。
We also have family services in different districts, and we also have different groups.
那就是让我们能够更密切的团契，但是不是铸造小的组织。
This is so that we can have a closer fellowship. It is not so that we can group ourselves together in a smaller.
是先让我们彼此背景相同的人啊，能够啊在一起啊比较密切的联络。
It is to hope that.People of the same background can group together so that there's closer communications.
啊，但是是要来服侍啊，一起来服侍整个大大的群体。
And this group, is to serve, the whole community.
假使说我们这个小的群体啊，这个我们跟整个教会啊失掉联络啊，啊这样就不对了。
If this small group has lost in touch with the whole organization, then this is wrong.
所以我们要促进整个教会更加密切的同心。
Therefore, we should encourage the whole church to be of the same mind.
那另外一个会影响团结的因素啊，就是贪图西弗的荣耀。
And a second cause of this harmony is conceitness.
即使我们要奉献啊，我们信主啊，说把我们身心奉献给神。
We say that we believe in the Lord, and therefore we must offer our heart and our mind to God.
就好像古时候在献燔祭一样。
Second, in the ancient days when we sacrifice, you must cut off the head of the sacrificial animal and then peel off its skin.
啊，把肉切成一块一块的。
And cut up the meat into pieces.
啊，这样献上去啊，才能够非常的美好，非常的芬香。
Only then you offer this cut up animal to God, and you will find that.
所以我们在教会里面的服事啊，就是要这样。
And this is how we should do.
啊，不要
serve in the church.
不要想做头。
We should not all want to be the head of the church.
啊，不要想要爱面子，要得到别人的称赞。
Nor should we wish to have the praises of others.
说自己都好像那个筷子切掉了，牺牲自己。
We should all be like the animal being cut up and sacrificed.
他能够注重整体的利益，而不是个人的荣耀。
We place emphasis on the on the benefits of the group as a whole.
另外一个就是 不要单顾自己的事。
Next is that we should not look after ourselves only.
因为一个家庭里面啊，如果说每一个人只是顾自己的利益啊，这个家庭就不像个家了。
In a family, if everyone looks only to his own interests, then this family is not a family.
我们在教会里面有一些行事的原则。
There are certain principles that we should abide by in the church.
保罗说啊，我们凡事都可行。
Paul says we can do everything.
因为我们在耶稣基督里面已经得自由了。
Because we have found freedom in Christ.
而我们在做事的事情要考虑到我所做的事情在我灵性上有没有益处。
But what you do, you should first consider whether your actions is beneficial to your spirituality.
那再来说，凡事都可行，但是是不是能够造就别人？
And although you can do everything, but does it benefit others too?
虽然我有自由，我权有权利，我可以做。
You may have the right and the freedom to do it.
那如果说我们这样做会去妨碍一些软弱的弟兄，让他跌倒。
But if your actions would cause the church brothers and sisters,
内心的缘故啊，这些事情我们放弃自己的权利，我们就不做。
Then out of your love, you should give up your right to do these things and to look after your weaker brothers and sisters.
所以保罗说啊，如果我吃肉会叫弟兄跌倒，我宁愿不吃肉。
And Paul says, if I eat meat and will cause others to fall, then I'd rather not eat meat.
那吃肉没有什么问题啊。
There's nothing wrong with eating meat.
啊，因为这是神赐的啊。
Because it is still food.
但是有些软弱的，他们煮出蔬菜。
But there are weaker ones who are vegetarians.
因为怕他们跌倒了，所以我就放弃我的权利。
So if I were to afraid that these people are going to fall, then I would give up my right to eat meat.
所以说啊，我们不但顾自己啊，我们也要顾到别人。
Therefore, we should not only look after our own interests, we should also look after the interests of others.
因为我们是属灵的一家人啊，所以坚固的要去担待软弱的。
Because we are a spiritual family, therefore we must also look after those who are weaker than us.
啊，这样才不会妨碍彼此的同心。
And that you will not affect the unity as a whole.
我们看二章第五节。
Let's read chapter 2, verse 5.
腓立比书二章第五节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 5.
说你们应当以耶稣基督的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，却死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又是给他那超乎万民之上的名。这里讲到耶稣基督给我们留下一个非常好的榜样。
Here it says that Jesus Christ has left an example for us to follow.
他本来是跟神同等的。
At first, he was of the same equality as God.
因为与神同荣啊。
Because he was in the form of God.
但是他既然道成肉身来到这个世界上。
But he took up a form of a servant and came to the world.
要成为我们人类的救主。
He is to be the savior of all mankind.
所以他就虚己，就是倒空自己了。
So he humbled himself, meaning he poured himself out.
就把他所有的完全的舍弃掉。
And he gave up everything.
从那个最尊贵荣耀的变成了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式了。
From the very highly honorable, he came in the form of a servant.
啊，所以出生在木匠的家庭，出生在马槽里。
Therefore, he was born into the family of a carpenter, and he was born in a manger.
啊，成为最卑微的人呐，来服侍人。
He came into the lowest form and to serve.
啊，最后又把他的生命也为我们人类把他放弃掉了，舍弃掉了。
And later on, for the sake of all humans, he denied his life. He gave up his life.
几乎他所有的东西啊，完全都放弃。
He gave up everything.
他说，因为他从最高的降为最卑。
Because he was God, the highest of the highest.
所以神就把他从最卑当中啊，又把他提到最高。
And he has lowered himself in the form of a servant. Therefore, God has exalted him to the highest.
所以是给他一个超乎万民之上的名。
Therefore, bestow on him a name that is above every name.
所以天上地下地底下所有一切百物啊，听到这个名啊，都要屈膝下拜。
Therefore, everything in heaven, on earth, and under the earth will bow at the name of Jesus.
所以我们要晓得先 降卑自己啊，神才会把我们升高。
Therefore, we must first humble ourselves before God will exalt us.
因为神会阻挡骄傲的人，施恩给谦卑的人。
Because God despises the proud and will give blessings to those who are humble.
那我们要能够同心啊，就是每一个人都要谦卑自己。
To be of unity, we must first humble ourselves.
用耶稣基督做我们的榜样，以耶稣基督的心为心。
We should have Jesus Christ as an example and follow him and to have the same attitude as Christ.
真的这样我们才能够达到同心呢。
Only then we can achieve unity.
我们有很多的长辈真的给我们留下很多好榜样。
And we have many elders in the church who has left us with wonderful examples.
美国总会最近会开一个青年干部的训练。
The USGA will hold a seminar for young workers.
他们排了一些课程啊，就讲真耶稣教会的传统。
And they have set aside some lessons to discuss the traditions in Trinity's Church.
有青年干部会看到说，为什么讲这种题目？
There are some youth workers when they saw this topic, they questioned why they were being taught.
因为训练处的负责啊，他觉得很重要。
Because the member in charge of this training felt that it's important.
因为我们教会有很多啊，非常好的传统啊，但是现在啊，有的年轻人不知道，有的断掉了。
Our church have very good traditions in the past, but the youth nowadays have forgotten them all.
所以传统不一定都是对的。
Even though it's tradition, it may not all be right.
因为传统有好有坏。
Because there are some good traditions and bad traditions.
如果新的观念比传统好，当然要接受新观念。
If new concepts are better than the old traditions, of course we accept the new concepts.
但是如果新的做法比不上传统啊，这个传统不能够放弃掉。
But if the new way of doing things is not right, then we should not give up our tradition.
我们真耶稣教会有很多啊优良的传统。
In our Jesus Church, we have many virtuous traditions.
所以很需要这些年轻人啊要学习。
Therefore, we want these youth to learn these.
我们很多的长辈啊真的很谦卑。
Many elders in the church are indeed very humble.
他们虽然有本来有很高的社会地位。
They may have high social positions.
那在教会里面啊。而且是谦卑，好像仆人一样啊，在服侍人。
But in the church, they're likened to a servant. They're very humble. They serve others.
这也是其中的一个好的传统。
This is a good tradition in our church.
我有一次到了一个非常乡下的教会。
There was once I went to a church in a country.
那弟兄姊妹啊，他们就谈到几十年前的事情。
And the brothers and sisters talked about some incident that happened a few years ago.
那时候他们经济很苦。
At that time, they were rather poor.
所以要帮人家播种插秧啊，割稻子啊，这样来赚取一些工钱维持生活。
Therefore, these brothers and sisters have to help out with the planting and the harvesting to earn some money for themselves.
他们从南部的地方啊，就到台湾的北部的地方去工作。
And some of them went to the northern part of Taiwan to work.
哎，那个时候教会是很少。
We didn't have a lot of churches back then.
所以他们要骑车啊，骑很久啊，到台北教会去聚会。
Therefore, they must ride their bicycle for a long time to go to the church in Taipei.
有时候骑了好几个小时啊，全身都又脏又臭。
And sometimes they'll be riding their bicycles for a few hours. By the time they arrived,
全身都是汗。
And they're sweaty.
到了会堂的时候啊。
When they arrived,
他说有一些长辈啊，他们就拿水啊，拿毛巾啊，给他们擦。
They said that some of the elderly members would give them some water and a towel to wipe themselves.
虽然他们这是从乡下来的。
And they said that they came from the countryside.
他们都觉得自己本来都是很卑微的。
They all thought that they're very lowly.
这些长辈啊，有的过去都有相当大的成就啊。
And some of these elderly members, they have achieved quite a lot.
有的在社会上也有很高的地位啊。
Some have some whole high social position.
而且这样的谦卑在服侍人。
But they're so humble and they're serving others.
所以他们觉得说，我们真的很不配啊，所以很受感动。
So they said they're very moved because they're not really worthy.
所以经过了几十年以后他们老是记得经常就会提出来讲一讲。
And even though these happened decades ago, they would still bring it up to talk about it.
我们在训练的时候有时候都会有很多的弟兄姊妹来帮忙。
And sometimes when we are training, we would have assistance from brothers and sisters.
我们有些信徒真的神祝福他们在社会上有很好的地位。
And we thank God that we do have some brothers and sisters who enjoy high social positions.
有的当那个很大的公司的副总裁。
some other vice president of a big company.
但他们在教会里面啊，都很谦卑。
But they're very humble in the church.
安息日聚会完以后啊，衣服换起来啊，就是工作服就穿上。
And after this Sabbath service, they would change the clothes and work in the church. They would do all kinds of work.
啊，神学班训练的时候啊。
During the training of
theological
class, they will be cooking or doing some work of servitude.
啊，真的很受人，很让人受感动。And
indeed, their actions have touched us.
这就是我们教会的精神啊。And
this is the spirit of the church.
对，这是效法耶稣的精神。And
this is the spirit of imitating Christ.
所以耶稣说啊，我来世界上不是受人的服侍。Lord
Jesus said, I came into the world not to be served.
乃是要服侍众人。
But to serve the multitude.
啊，并且要舍命做众人的赎价。
And I must give up my life to be the ransom of all.
所以我们要学习这样的精神。
So we must imitate this kind of spirit.
用耶稣基督的心为心。
To be of the same mind and attitude as Christ Jesus.
我们继续看腓立比书的第二章。
Let's continue on with Philippians chapter 2.
12节。
Verse 12.
这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊啊！做成你们得救的功夫。13节。13。因为你们立志行善，都是神在你们的心里运行，为要成就他的美意。这里讲到说啊，要顺服。
Here tells us we must obey.
啊，这个顺服很重要。
It is also a lesson you must learn once you enter into the house of God.
因为始祖亚当夏娃不顺服，所以人就犯罪了。
It is because of disobedience that Adam and Eve had sinned.
耶稣基督因为顺服，就完成了救人的工作了。
And because Lord Jesus Christ was obedient, therefore he completed the work of salvation.
所以我们要顺服神，顺服神的教会。
Therefore we must submit ourselves to God, to the church of God.
还要顺服真理。
We must also submit ourselves to the truth.
所以彼得告诉我们说啊，我们要谦卑束腰啊，彼此互相的顺服。
Peter says that we must be obedient, we must gird ourselves and to submit to one another.
因为顺服啊，胜过献祭。
Because obedience is far better than offerings.
撒母耳叫扫罗王说啊，你去跟亚玛力人打仗。
The prophet Samuel instructed King Saul to fight against the Amalekites.
他也去打仗了，神也让他得胜利了。
So King Saul went off to battle and won.
但他没有完全照神的旨意来行。
But he did not completely follow the instructions of God.
后来撒母耳先出去见扫罗。
When prophet Samuel went to visit King Saul.
扫罗说啊，神的旨意我都遵行了。Saul
said, I have followed all the instructions of God.
撒母耳说，我怎么还听见有牛羊的声音呢？
But Samuel says, why do I still hear the beatings of the animals?
他说那是百姓说啊，回头留下来说这杀掉啊，这些来献给神。
So Saul came with an excuse saying that the people told me to keep all the fattened calves and cows and to slaughter the skinny ones.
亚玛力人啊，杀掉王留下来。
We killed all the Amalekites, but we have spared the king.
所以神的话没有完全的顺服。
Therefore, he has not completely followed the instructions of God.
所以撒母耳就对他说，
Therefore, Samuel said to Saul,
你既然厌弃神的命令，神也厌弃你做王。
Since you have despised the instructions of God, God has also despised you as a king.
所以你的王位啊，已经不长久了。Your
kingship is no longer with you.
因为神已经找到一个合他心意的人了。For
God has found someone else who found favor in God.
他本来以为说啊，我留下一些肥的东西，我来献祭给神就好了。
Saul thought that if he could spare some of these fattened calves and offer it to God, it would be good.
但神说啊，听命胜过献祭。
But God said that to be submissive is far better than
to offer.
And your obedience is far better than the fats of the
animals.
And it is true that it is good to offer to God.
但是听从神的话更加重要。
But it is far more important for us to submit to the words of God.
所以我们要顺服神啊，顺服神的真理。
Therefore, we must submit to God, submit to the truth of God.
啊，说要恐惧战惊，做成得救的功夫。
Says here that we must work out our own salvation with fear and trembling.
真的，一个人如果不能够得救啊，落在神的审判之中啊，真是可怕。
If a person cannot be saved and fell into the judgment of God, it is rather terrifying.
我们如果进了世界啊，你就在世界上很有才华，很有成就，那不能够得救，没有什么意义。
If you have gained the whole world, you have enjoyed the wealth of this world, but you have no salvation, what's the point?
但是我们在这个信仰的道路上啊，有很多的阻挡，很多困难。
However, on our journey to the heavenly kingdom, we have to face much hurdles.
所以我们要谨慎战兢啊，做成得救的功夫。
Therefore, we must be cautious. We must work out our salvation with fear and trembling.
哦，没有一个人可以说啊，我已经很有把握了，我一定得救了。
No one can say that I have full confidence that I will be saved.
我们自己认为站立得稳的啊，我们更应当谨慎。
For those who feel that you think that you are saved, you should be far more careful.
所以我们要常常知道说，我们人有软弱，我们没有办法靠自己，一定要靠主帮助。
Therefore, you must realize that humans are weak. You cannot rely on yourselves, rather you must rely on God.
啊，求主保守我们啊，让我们在天国的路上啊，能够走得非常稳健。
We ask the Lord to protect us and to guide us so that as we travel on our journey of faith, that we will not go astray.
说我们要借着光明的行为，把生命之道把它表明出来。
And we must reveal the word of the truth by our deeds.
因为我们所得的是生命之道，会改变我们的生命。
Because we have received the word of life, and it shall change our life.
因为生命会决定生活。
Our life shall determine our daily living.
我们看那猪啊，你把它洗一洗啊，它一下子又到脏的地方去滚。
For example, if you were to wash a pig, not soon later, the pig would still roll in mud.
那个狗也是一样，吐出来又去吃。
Same thing for the dog; it will eat what it has just spewed out.
因为那是它的生命。
Because that is the way he is.
那我们现在已经主耶稣的把我们改造了，我们成为一个新人了。
The Lord Jesus has reformed us. We are a new being.
我们有永恒的新生命在我们里面。
We have the eternal life in us.
是这个活泼长存的道，这个种子栽种在我们心里。
And this living hope is the seed of this living hope lies in us.
所以有新的生命啊，你应当有新的生活方式。
Having a new life, you must have a new way of living.
所以要把这样的生活啊，表现在我们的生活当中。而能够把生命之道把它表明出来。
And therefore, you must live out this word of life in your daily living.
保罗说，如果这样的话，他就是牺牲了，他就被交奠了，他也是感到很喜乐了。
And Paul says that if this is so, then even if I were to be sacrificed, I would still find joy.
因为这些圣徒啊，就是他工作的一些成果。
Because these would be the fruit of his labor.
因为他可以在神的面前交账。
Because he's able to settle his account with God.
啊，把他们那个信心啊，当作最美的啊礼物啊，来献给神。
And with their faith, it would be the best gift he can offer to God.
这一章里面，保罗谈到他两个非常好的同工。
In this chapter, he mentioned two of his good workers.
一个是提摩太。
One is Timothy.
那这是保罗在路苏德那边带领来信主的。
And Timothy was a brother that he brought with him from Lystra.
后来带着他一起去传道的工作。
He brought Timothy with him on his missionary journeys.
他说这个保罗相当好啊，比提摩太相当好，跟保罗一起兴旺福音，一起同劳苦。
And Timothy was very good because he worked hard with Paul.
啊，他跟保罗之间呢、啊，好像父子之间的关系呀、啊。
Their relationship is likened to father and son.
所以在保罗的工作上啊，给他很大的帮助。
And therefore, Timothy was a great help to Paul in his work.
啊，另外一个同工啊，就是以巴弗提。
The other co-worker was Epaphroditus.
这是腓立比教会的信徒。
And he is a believer, a member of the
Philippian church. 他本来是带着一些生活用品呐、啊，到罗马去监狱里面来供给保罗的。
Initially, he brought some necessities to Paul when Paul was in prison in Rome.
后来就留在那里来服侍他。
And later on, he stayed in Rome to serve Paul.
保罗说：“这是我的兄弟，跟我一同做工，一同当兵的。”
And Paul says, Epaphroditus is my brother and my fellow worker and my fellow soldier.
说他为做基督的工夫啊，为着传福音啊，不顾生命。
Because for the ministry, he has almost given up his life.
所以他有一段时间生病，病得快死掉了。
And for a period of time, he was ill and near death.
由于神的怜悯，所以他又好起来。
And it was God's mercy that he recovered.
所以他就差遣这个以巴弗底要回去。
So he sent Epaphroditus back to Philippi.
所以保罗觉得说，有一些好的同工啊，一起来服侍主啊，做圣工啊，真的很喜乐。
And Paul says that it is indeed joy, much great joy, to be working with good co-workers.
我们在神的家里面也是一样。
And in the house of God, it is the same thing.
我们需要有更多的工人来服侍主。
We need more workers to serve God.
但是我们更重要的，大家每一个人有不一样的恩赐，但是能够同心。彼此相扶持，来建设耶稣基督的身体。
What is more important is that even though each of us has different talents, but we come together to serve the Lord in unity.
我们就可以看到教会的兴旺，神的祝福，我们也能够同享当中的喜乐。
Then you can see the prosperity of the church and the blessings of God, and we can all enjoy the rewards.
我们一起蒙祷。
Let's pray in silence.